Sean Mize here, and this is going to be the introduction to the Watch Me Build a Brand New Influencer Maven Business from Scratch in 7 days. So what I want to do is just set up some background first. And by the way, I don't want you to be misled by the term introductory. If in any way you're thinking because this is an introduction, you want to skip this and kind of go into the rest of the training, you're going to miss out on some incredible meat and background, because in this introductory training, I am going to dig into and dissect the information and coaching business market. I'm going to expose some flaws in the market. I'm going to share with you how to determine how to build out your own business, your own unique business, and I'm going to share with you an entire modern model of information and or coaching business sales. So just as some background, and I'm sharing this with you before I've done all of the training. This is the first training. It's the introduction. And I'm doing it before I do any of the work. Now, the idea is over the next 7 business days, I plan to build out an entire influencer Maven business. Now, that may take 5 days. It may end up taking 9 days. I've scheduled 7 days for it, but it could be faster. It could be longer. And my recommendation is that as I build it out, you'll follow right along. And let me say this. If on day two, you begin to follow along on day two, and you're following along, and the end of the day comes and you haven't finished day two, don't start on day three tomorrow. Let day three wait. Finish day two. If you'll go through these 7 days, whether it's 5 days or 9 days, when it's all said and done, but if you'll go through each one of these days and you'll make good decisions all the way through, when you get done, you'll have your own influencer Maven business. You'll have your own influencer Maven business. It won't look exactly like mine, because in today's training, I'm going to share with you the various options that you can build into your business, and I'm not going to use them all. And in fact, I'm probably not going to share with you all of them. I'm going to share with you a number of different things you can put into your business. But that's what's great about an information or coaching business. Your business can be 100% unique to you. It does not have to look like anybody else's out there. Now, having said that, is it going to have some common components? Well, yeah. Is it going to have a website? Well, yeah. Is it going to have some content on the website? I sure hope so. Is it going to have some way to get people to pay for your expertise? Yes, but it doesn't have to look like anybody else's. Now, you may say one component might be, I'm going to do a sales letter. Well, that sales letter itself may look like somebody else is out there in some way. But your overall building out of your website, the overall building out of your business can be a package deal that is uniquely you. It can be a package deal that's uniquely you. Another thing that's going to be unique about this training is that at the end of you following along, whether it takes you 5 days, 7 days, 9 days, whatever, you have a complete business right there ready to start selling your information or selling your coaching or selling your expertise or experience. You'll have it all right there. You see, one of the things that we see in the real world with information and coaching businesses is that the training in the real world tends to be one of two things. It tends to be theory, which is what this introduction is going to be about. This is going to be the theory of it. Or the training tells you how to build out the website. But those two usually don't go hand in hand. And so what happens is, depending on how lucky or unlucky you are, when I say luck, I don't mean it in any special sense. I just really mean randomicity. So if your first exposure to building an internet business or an information business or a coaching business happens to be an exposure that's based on the theory, you may end up spending a whole year on theory, and you have nothing to show for it at the end of the year. Maybe that's where you're at today. Or if your first exposure to building an internet business is, here's all the steps to building out a website, maybe you've spent the last year building out a website, but you have no business. You have to have both. And unfortunately, what I've seen out there in the real world, most training that I see out there does not combine the two effectively. And when they do combine them, there's still usually either a big emphasis on the theory and then just some quick how-tos, or a big emphasis on the technical stuff and very little theory. I'm intending to give you both. Now, today is going to be a lot of the theory. There's going to be more theory built in as we go. This is going to serve as the foundation and the framework for the theory. The foundation and the framework for the theory. And then over the course of the next few days, as I'm showing you me doing the components of the business, as I build out my own new web business, I'm going to share with you some theory as we go along as you need it. Okay. Let's go ahead and get started. First thing I want to do is kind of give you some background on the business. I just want to give you some background. I just want to maybe transport you back in time to whatever you believe or think about an information or a coaching business or an influencer maven business. Maybe you're even asking, well, what exactly do you mean by an information or coaching or influencer or maven business? And I don't want to give you a definition. Here's why. Because your business is going to be unique. And if I give you some definition and you kind of fit your business into that definition, your business won't be unique anymore. You see, an influencer, maven, information, coaching business is just basically going to be any business that you create where you're sharing your expertise with other people. And it's going to cover any way that you choose to share your expertise. You can share your expertise in one-on-one consulting. You can share your expertise in small group coaching. You can share your expertise in mastermind coaching. You can share your expertise in mentoring. You can share your expertise by recording it, like I'm doing right now, and then making it a part of something bigger. You can share your expertise by recording something like I'm doing right now and selling it piecemeal. You can share your expertise by creating a membership site. You can share your expertise by creating videos. You can share your expertise by writing a book. You can share your expertise by recording an audio. And I've certainly not given you an exhaustive list of all the ways that you can share your expertise. I've just named some ways that you can share your expertise. So maybe your question to yourself should be, well, what are some different ways I can share my expertise? What are some different ways I can share my expertise? Maybe you're thinking, I don't have a lot of expertise. Get some. I know, that's direct, that's bold, and that's blunt. But if you think you're going to build an information or coaching or influencer or maven-style business without having some expertise, you're fooling yourself. And I know, there are some charlatans out there that tell you that all you have to do is hang up a shingle, buy somebody's product, put your name on it, and you're an instant expert. You're not. And you may say, well, there's hundreds of people out there doing that. They must be making money. They're probably not. Let me ask you this. When you invest in expertise, do you buy from an expert or do you buy from someone who's pretending? Which do you prefer? Why did you buy this training? Did you buy it because you see me as being an expert? Did you buy it because you think I can teach you something? Why didn't you buy 100 different competitors' trainings, many of whom may not know as much about this topic as me? And there's certainly people out there that know more than me. So the question is, why did you invest with me? And my guess is you've invested with me because in something that you want to learn, you believe that I have some level of expertise. And your prospects are the same. And if they don't see you as a person of expertise, they're probably not going to invest. And in fact, you may be wondering, maybe you have a web business, but people aren't investing. Maybe you've bought into the lie that you can build an internet business and not be an expert and build a genuine business. And maybe I'm being too harsh when I say lie, because sure, maybe one in a million people are able to kind of pull off being a farce and pretending they're an expert. But do you really want to be a farce? Folks, I know this is tough. The truth of the matter is a lot of folks aren't willing to be tough. You see, I really believe in the next 5 to 9 days you can build your own business. I really believe that. Now, you might get stuck on some technical issues. You may get stuck on making some decisions in your business. And you know what? You need to find a way to get unstuck. You have to dig inside of you to find a way to get unstuck. Truth of the matter is, most web businesses fail because people get stuck and they don't commit to finding a way through it. Most diets fail because people get stuck and they don't find a way to get through it. Think about it. Most marriages that fail, they don't fail because people set out and they say, okay, we're getting married for 3 years. And then at the end of 3 years, we're going to dissolve our marriage. Now, maybe 1% of people do something crazy like that. No, why do marriages fail? Because something broke down and both people are not willing to push through it. Now, I'm not being critical. This is an amoral statement, meaning that I'm not imposing any morality on this. I'm just saying, if you look at most diets, if you look at most marriages, if you look at most businesses, the reason they don't come to fruition is because the human inside of them got stuck on something and didn't push through. Now imagine if that's what happened to a house. You ever driven through a neighborhood and there's an unfinished house and it's been unfinished for 5 years? Why is that house unfinished? It's probably not because the blueprint only went halfway. It's because somebody got stuck. They ran out of money. Somebody died. Or the termites got in the wood. Something got stuck. I can almost guarantee you, I can almost promise you right now, you're going to get stuck on something building your business. Now, what most people do when they get stuck building their business is they quit building their business and they try to go find somebody to teach them to build a better business. So they hire somebody else to teach them to build a better business, and sure enough, they get stuck again. So they fire that person and they go hire someone else to teach them how to build a business, and they get stuck again and again and again and again. They're always getting stuck. Maybe that's where you're at. Maybe you've been getting stuck. Maybe this training is the 19th training you bought from the 19th person. And every other time you got stuck, so here you are. Now, I may or may not be a better teacher than the other 18 people that you studied from. I sure hope I'm better than half of them, but I may not be. You may have hired the best 18 people in the whole world, and I'm number 19. I don't know. Maybe I'm number 2,000. And, you know, so we don't know. But I can promise you this. You will get stuck. And if you don't make a personal commitment inside of yourself to burrow through that stuckness, you will be stuck again and starting over again in whatever, 30 days, 90 days, 2 years, whatever. It's just like with a diet. If you get stuck and come off the diet and gain the weight back, 1 year later you're on another diet. You can do that for 20 years. I did that for years, folks. I did that for years. Right now is the first time that I've ever kept weight off for more than a couple of years. Thanks be to God. What's the difference? When I got stuck, I determined I was going to keep pushing no matter what. Some people fail at marriage once or twice. Again, I'm not picking on marriage. I'm not picking on diets. I'm just, they're, both of those situations are so prevalent that it makes it for a nice analogy. If you notice that some people get stuck in a bad marriage and it doesn't work out, and they were not able to get past whatever it was. Maybe it was really genuinely the other person's fault. Something got stuck, but it was genuinely the other person. And they made a commitment that the next time it would be different. And it was. And then they're happily ever after on their second marriage. And then other people do it over and over and over again. And if they look back at their pattern, it's the same issue every 3 years. It's the same way in your business. You must make a commitment today, not when you get stuck. You must make a commitment before you go any further that when you get stuck, you'll get help. When you get stuck, you will get help. If you get stuck on your web hosting, call your web host. If you get stuck on your brand message, hire a coach. Don't go buy another training. Find somebody who's done what you want to do and hire them. I remember when I was building my business, there was nobody that sold a cookie cutter program to do one of the components I wanted in my business. There was a very specific component I wanted in my business, and nobody on earth that I knew of, I searched high and low, sold a cookie cutter program to learn how to do that. A few people sold some programs that took like 5 minutes and gave this topic some thought. So I went out and I found three humans. I found three humans that had done what I wanted to do. And I talked with them and they said, well, I've never taught this before. So I couldn't buy a program from them. And if I remember correctly, I want to say for two of the three people, I had to talk them into teaching it to me. And then the third person, he wanted me to work with him bad enough, but I still had to talk him into that topic because he wanted to teach me a whole bunch of things. I said, no, I want to do this. We ended up working together for like 17 hours one-on-one. To learn to do something other people teach in 5 minutes worth of material. I was determined, it took me like a year to pull everybody together to teach me everything I needed to know to become a world's foremost expert on that topic. You may have to do that. If you get stuck on something in your business, you must do whatever it takes. Underline that, put that in your notes, underline it again, whatever it takes. Because if you're not willing to do whatever it takes, it won't happen. Just like with a diet or a marriage, if you're not willing to do whatever it takes, and I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but it won't work. It will not happen if you're not willing to do whatever it takes. And you may be saying, Sean, you're spending an awful lot of time on this. Most people don't spend this much time on it. You must be off your rocker. I'm not. One of the reasons people fail online is because nobody's willing to step up and be this brutally honest and tell you what the problem is. It might be, maybe they'd rather you buy another product. So you must be willing to do whatever it takes. Oh, and by the way, sometimes when I tell people that, they say, okay, well, I'm willing to do whatever it takes as long as it's ethical and moral and doesn't violate my religion. Okay, I want to say this. I'm obviously assuming that you're going to be moral and ethical and that you're being guided by God, that you're digging into your true purpose to do this. Of course, whatever it takes is going to fall in the bounds of morality and ethicalness and your purpose and God's purpose for you. Of course. So let's dig into what this real business is going to look like. That's going to be different for every person, and I'm not going to cookie cutter here. That's another problem out there, is that people have cookie cutters. And depending on who you buy your training from, you get a cookie cutter that looks just like their business. Now, if you want a business that looks exactly like somebody else's, go out and buy the cookie cutter. This is not cookie cutter. Now, I'm going to show you every step. But you are going to have the flexibility to build it the way that you want it. That's why training like this is so difficult to create. Because of the flexibility. And a lot of times when folks try to give lots of flexibility, they don't give enough structure. Folks, for the power of God, I'm going to do everything I can to give you both. I'm going to give you both. I'm going to give you the mindset, I'm going to give you the structure, and I'm going to give you the flexibility. So what's this real business look like? It's going to offer real value. Real value. Meaning that you have a level of expertise, and if you don't have it, you're going to go out and get it. You have a level of expertise, and you're going to share that expertise with other people. That's what a real business looks like. A real business does not start with, I'm going to sell a product. I'm just going to sell a product. Now, sure, real businesses sell products. But those products are a result of the real business. They aren't the real business. So without naming names, I want you to think of your favorite computer company. It's probably the company that is stamped on the back of the computer that you carry around with you every day. I just want you to think about that. Now, look at that company. Did that company set out to just sell computers? Or did that company set out to change the world, and the vehicle to change the world was that computer? Think about it. If you own a computer made by one of the two big companies that makes computers or licenses the software, what, 95% chance that that's the computer that you use. If you dig a little bit, you'll realize that the visionaries of those companies wanted to create something that was going to impact millions of lives, and they happened to create a computer. Your business has to be the same way. If your business model is, okay, I'm going to create something, and I'm going to sell it for $1,000, and I'm just going to find as many people as possible to buy it, you probably won't sell any of them. It may be your problem right now. You've got something, some information you've packaged together and you just want to sell it. That may be why it's not selling. Because you're selling some product instead of selling your expertise packaged as a product. Now, you may say, boy, Sean, you're really splitting hairs. You know, I am. But it's all the mindset. Because if your mindset is that you're selling a box of CDs, what's a box of CDs worth? You can pick them up at a garage sale for $5. If you're selling a box of CDs, it's worth $5. But if you're selling your expertise and the delivery method is the CDs, you can sell that expertise for $2,000. But the delivery method is the $5 CD. So you sell it for $2,000. Folks, do you see the difference? If your mindset right now is that you're selling a box of CDs, if your mindset is that you're selling a book, if your mindset is that you want to go out and create a product to sell as a product, it won't work. What you're going to sell is your expertise. Let's underline that. If you write two things down today, the first thing was whatever it takes. The second thing is you're selling your expertise. You're not selling products. Now think about it. You're listening to the sound of my voice right now. Now, did you buy an MP3 or did you buy my expertise? I sure hope you're buying my expertise, and I'm sharing with you my expertise. We contrast that to the fake emphasis that's going on online, and I get where people get this from, because probably 95% of the sales letters out there that talk to people about building their own business online, they have this fake emphasis on create a product, build a list and sell it, create a squeeze page, create something free to give away to get people on your list so you can sell them something. Create a mini site. Create a product and sell it. Create a product funnel. Lead people through a product. Have you heard these phrases before? All of the things I've just shared with you in the last, you know, that last 30-second list, all of those are fake ways of expressing a way to do something that is a delivery vehicle. And if you build your business based on a delivery vehicle instead of the actual goods, you won't have a business. But let's take an example from the real world. Let's say that you are a laundromat and you iron people's shirts and starch them, so you're dry cleaner. You launder people's shirts, and you pick them up from their home or their office. You launder them, and you bring them back in 2 days. Now, there's two components to your business. There's many components, but there's two components that are relevant for our discussion right now. One is the fact that you clean their clothes, and you bring them back 48 hours later so they can wear them again. And the other component, I mean, this is probably where 70% of your capital is. It's in the trucks that go back and forth. So the question is, when you're selling your concept to people, hey, I'll come by and clean your shirt and bring it back and you can wear it again. Do you ever talk about your trucks? Do you ever talk about the fact that they have this nice V8 and it can go 85 miles an hour and it's a clean truck and we wash them every day and our drivers are certified drivers? No, they don't care. All they want is for them to give you a dirty shirt and 48 hours later you bring that dirty shirt back clean. And what's happening is when you buy into this idea that you can build a web business based on selling some MP3s, you're selling the V8 truck that's clean with a certified driver instead of the dry cleaning. Your mindset must shift from selling CDs, from selling MP3s, even from selling one-on-one consulting, from selling coaching. It must shift to selling people the change that's going to happen in their life if they get involved with you. The MP3s, the CDs, the one-on-one coaching, all of that is simply the delivery vehicle. It's simply the delivery vehicle. You see, in my own business, I do a little one-on-one coaching. I work with a select number of individuals. I can't work with everybody. I only have so many hours in a week. I can't work with everybody. I work with a select number of individuals personally. Now, do they buy my literal time? They pay for it in time because I have to have some way to call it a fair exchange. So you generally pay for it in time, some time unit. But are they buying my time? No. They're buying the impact I can make in their life when they implement what I teach them. That's what they're buying. They're buying the change that they're going to make in their life. That's what they're buying. Just like what you bought when you bought this training course, which you bought the ability to 7 to 9 days from now, if you'll do the work that I give you, and you break through and you do whatever it takes, that some period of time from now, you can build this business. That's what you're paying for. What are you getting right now? Are you getting just the sound of my voice and some digital MP3 ions or electrons? No, you're getting a mindset shift right now. You're getting a mindset shift right now. That's what you're getting right now. You're getting a mindset shift. You've got to build a real site. You've got to build real relationships and offer real value. You've got to build your site out not based on what the guru of the month says you should sell audio, sell video, sell CDs, sell MP3s, sell MP4s, sell DVDs, sell website access, sell membership access, sell one-on-one, sell audio, sell video, sell books, sell manual, sell PDF. And so the guru of the month says, okay, write a report. That's the way to build your business. Do a manual. That's the way to build your business. Write an audio or record an audio. That's the way to do your business. Instead, you're going to build your site out based on how you want to deliver the value that you deliver. As we go through this training, I'm going to share with you the different ways that you can have as delivery mechanisms and give you some ideas on how you can choose what your delivery mechanism can be. And I'm probably going to lead you in a direction based on some proven models. But don't do it exactly the way that I'm giving you because I'm giving it to you. And I'm going to make an effort, just like I am right now, to keep stressing flexibility. You don't have to do it this way just because this is the way that I've done it. I'm going to give it to you in such a way that you are able to make your own decisions about what to put on your website. But I want you to think about building your website out, not based on what the guru of the month says should be on your website, but instead based on how you want to deliver value to your clients. Do you want to offer one-on-one? Do you want to offer group coaching? Do you want to offer group mentoring? Do you want to offer audio, video, et cetera, et cetera? Now, obviously, there's two pieces to this. You know, the way you want to offer it has to match up with the way people want to receive it. And so the people that buy one-on-one time with me, they invest because they'd like to work with me one-on-one. If I was the only part that wanted to have one-on-one and nobody wanted to work with me one-on-one, well, I wouldn't have a one-on-one business. If nobody wanted to work in a group, I wouldn't have a group business. If nobody wanted to access my training the way that you're hearing it right now, well, then I wouldn't deliver it this way. So there has to be a meeting between what people, how other people want to receive it and how you're going to deliver it. And now my experience is that most of the time there's a nice little overlap. Most of the time, if you genuinely choose a good way to deliver your information, people will consume it the way that you deliver it. That, as long as it's rational and makes sense, that's what I've discovered over time. Okay. So we're kind of working backwards from what, right now, we're working backwards from what you normally see in training, I think. Normally in training, you know, you generally see this idea of, okay, you're going to create a product, and so since you're going to create a product, you need a website, and since you are going to sell the product, you need a sales page, and since you're going to, you know, sell the product, then you need to come up with a brand purpose, and since you have a brand purpose, you need to come up with a story, and since you need a story, you know, you need a hero's journey, and, you know, we go through, we're going to do it the opposite here. Instead, we're going to start with your purpose and your expertise, and then your website presence, and then how to deliver it, and then you're going to deliver it. You see, so much of the training out there is the opposite. It starts out with, okay, you want to sell MP3s. Okay, so what niche can I sell MP3s in? What's a good niche? Okay, now we've chosen a niche. Okay, now that we have a niche, what kind of website should we build? Oh, we should build a CD selling website. Okay, we'll do that. Okay, so now we got to write a sales letter, right? Okay, so what do we want to do? Oh, we need to think of a brand purpose. We're going to do it the opposite. You're going to start by coming up with your purpose first. Then once you have your purpose, then you can determine exactly what you're going to teach. And then once you determine exactly what you teach, you determine how you're going to teach it. Then once you determine how you're going to teach it, you can determine how you're going to sell it. It's almost exactly the opposite of what we see as kind of being the common vernacular out there on how to build the business. I hope you're seeing this right now. Because if you try to build your business without knowing what your purpose is, it's probably not going to fly. And that may be where you're at right now. You may be at the end of your rope because you tried to do it the other way time and time and time again, and it's not working. This may be why it's not working. We see so often people saying, okay, just go out there and pick a niche. And then they have all these guidelines for how to pick a niche, demand, supply, all of that. We're going to look at this from a different perspective. We're going to look at this from a different perspective. Let's get into purpose. Let's get into purpose. What is your purpose? If you don't have a purpose for your business, you're not going to probably sell very much. If you don't have a purpose for your business, you're probably not going to sell very much. Let me say that again. If you don't have a purpose for your business, you're probably not going to sell very much. And your purpose is not making money. That's not your purpose. And you look at the real world. Now, sure, there's some people that work just for the money. If somebody's unemployed and they're offered a job as a floor scrubber and they don't want a floor scrub, well, maybe they're floor scrubbing just for the money. But they're not going to do it for very long. If somebody's a floor scrubber for 40 years, they probably really enjoy scrubbing the floor. They probably look back at the end of the day and they look at the floors and they go, wow, that's a shiny floor. I'm proud for people to walk on this floor. Your purpose is not making money. Sure, you'll make money. And maybe the only reason you want an internet business is because you want to make money. But if that's where you stop, is just, I just want to make money, you probably never will. Really, you probably never will. And if you're not making money now and you've been struggling at the business, maybe that's why. Maybe that's why. And then probably if you're hearing the sound of my voice, you know I'm a Christian. And you know that I believe God has guided my business in the direction that He's guided it. Okay? And I don't want to go into too much of that right here, but if you've been around me for very long, you probably know that. I'm a big believer that one of the reasons that people fail online is they don't have all these components in place that I've just shared with you. They don't have their mindset. They don't have a purpose. Some of you are running away from God. And again, I don't want to belabor this issue, but I do want to say if there's been a nagging feeling inside of yourself that you're supposed to build a business that's bigger than the almighty dollar, that may be why you can't make any almighty dollars. But if you focus on the purpose, if you focus on your purpose, what is your purpose? What are you supposed to be doing online? How are you supposed to be helping people? If you focus on that purpose, you'll be amazed at how the dollars will line up. But if you're just focused on the money, if you're just focused on the money, probably nothing's going to happen. You got to start with a purpose. How do you want to help people? And unfortunately, I can't do that for you. You have to do that yourself. And, maybe you've been stuck on this for 2 years. You've been stuck on this, but you just keep trying to do it every other way except figuring out your purpose. If you don't know your purpose, you'll probably never, ever, ever build a business. Ever. So if you don't know your purpose right now, if you don't know how you can change the world, how you are designed to change the world, that is the thing you need to break through. If you can't do it on your own, maybe you've got to spend time with God. Maybe you've got to spend time with your wife. Maybe you've got to spend time with your husband. Maybe you need to hire someone in the business like me or like somebody else that you respect that can ask you the tough questions to figure out what your purpose is. But until you know your purpose, you can't really go any further. Now, over the next 5 to 9 days, you're going to watch me choose a domain name. You're going to watch me choose that domain name. Now, am I going to pick something out of the air? No. I'm going to choose a domain name that is specifically related to the purpose of my message. Now, let me ask you this. If I didn't know the purpose of my message, how could I choose a domain name? I couldn't. Are you unsatisfied with your domain name? Does it genuinely describe your expertise? No. It may be because you didn't know your purpose when you chose that domain name. And folks, I'm not trying to beat up on anybody. I want to be as loving and kind as I can here. But if I'm not direct with you, I'm just as bad as everybody else out there. And I hold myself to higher standard. I'm not bragging. I'm not being arrogant. And there's a lot of other people that care just as much, maybe more than I do. But all I'm saying to you is, until you determine your purpose, how you can change the world, you'll never grow past where you're at right now. You can build all the websites in the world. You can create all the training in the world. You'll never have a real business. You might even make some money. You probably won't, but you might even make some money. But it'll all feel vacuous and empty. You've got to figure out your purpose. Your purpose is critical. And I'll tell you, you know, you may say, well, Sean, why haven't you taught on this before? I've taught on it one other time. And out of, you know, hundreds of hours of training, I've taught on it one time. And I had a really hard time expressing it. You say, well, are there other people out there that teach this? I don't know of anybody that teaches it to the depth that I'm trying to express it to you right now. And most of the time when they do, it's kind of sandwiched into a training, sort of like this is right now. Because this is not something we can cookie cutter. You know, we can cookie cutter. I'm going to show you how to build a business in 7 days. I can cookie cutter that. I can go online and buy domain names, show you how to do it. I can install a WordPress theme. I can show you how to do it. I can show you how to put a post on the site. I can show you how to make the site look professional. I can show you how to write a sales letter. I can show you all those things. But I can't show you your purpose. You may say, Sean, you're beating a dead horse here. Well, that's okay. Because until you know what that purpose is, you know, and if you don't know what that purpose is, what you may need to do is set aside 2 hours a day for the next month with the commitment that I'm not leaving this 2 hours every day until I figured out my purpose. Maybe you need to talk to all your best friends and ask them, if there was one thing that you would describe about me where I'm really able to impact others, what is that thing? You'd be amazed at what happens. What if you went to your wife or your husband and said, hey, you know, let's put all of our struggles behind for the day. Let's put our problems with our children behind. Let's forget the fact we've got money problems. Could we just sit down and can you level with me and just tell me what you think my strongest point is in helping other people? Maybe if you have grown children, maybe you sit down with your children. Maybe if you have some friends, maybe if there's church members, maybe if there's people in your community that know you. Maybe there's someone that's in a position of authority, somebody that maybe you report to. Maybe you need to hire somebody that's a coach that's been there, done that, and say, look, here's what I want to work on. I want to work on my purpose. I don't want to learn anything tactical. I want to work for 1 hour on my purpose. You got to find a way to figure out your purpose. That's your next step. You figure a way to figure out your purpose. Once you have your purpose, everything else falls into place. Let me explain this. Once you have your purpose, then you will know what it'll be easy to figure out what you're going to teach. What are you going to teach? You're going to teach something that moves other people closer to whatever the purpose is in changing the world that you have. You'll be able to easily figure out what your website's going to look like. Why? Because your website's just going to support your purpose. You'll be able to know whether you're going to do audio or video or written, because you just ask yourself, which one supports my purpose? You might even be able to figure out how much you're going to charge. Why? Because you say, what fits my purpose? Am I marketing to well-to-do people? Am I marketing to not well-to-do people? If I'm marketing to well-to-do people, I must charge a high price. Because if I don't, they'll think I'm cheap. If they think I'm cheap, they won't buy. you're marketing to hard up people, if you price it too high, they won't buy. Without naming names, think about your local big box store that sells everything for cheaper than everybody else. Would you go there to buy a really, really nice blouse or shirt or a really nice suit? Of course not. Why? Because you wouldn't want to be known for wearing that cheap suit. But you would go there for your toiletries and for toilet paper and plates for the table, maybe some discount tea. But you wouldn't go to the high-end store to purchase toilet paper. And I know that's a really lousy example, but here's the thing. Once you know your purpose, you even know your pricing. Because that big box store that sells everything for cheap, what's their purpose? Sell stuff cheap. But then if you look at the nice department store that sells for more than anybody else in town, what's their purpose? Their purpose is to deliver the best customer service and the best supply ever. So what do they have to do? They have to charge more because they have to pay their clerks more because they can't pay minimum wage if they want people to deliver excellent service. Once you have your purpose, everything else can fall into place. Now, notice I didn't say it will. You're still going to have to work. You're going to have to work to figure out your pricing. You're going to have to work to figure out your delivery method. You're going to have to work to deliver to figure out how your personality is going to flow through. You're going to have to work to determine what that website is going to look like. But notice that once you have your purpose, the question is always, how can I deliver this? How can I price this? How can I make this look in a way that's in line with my purpose? Once you know your purpose, then everything else is able to fall into place. So your next step is to really dig in and think about your purpose.